This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gun, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo. Where
Amarillo's on my mind.
Let's go ahead and take a phone call from Steve in Florida. The epic speech that Trump gave has been posted on DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com. Really, that's one of the only places you're going to find it. They just have tiny snippets out of context that aren't powerful. You'd think the presidential frontrunner in dead heats in many polls would be numero uno. Nope. You think him saying Hillary's a Chinese agent and the era of our surrender is over, you think that'd be everywhere? No. So the battle now is to get his info out. Before they used to cover the speeches because they got such ratings, they're taking a dive now. They're losing money and just trying to show little snips and talk about him. Are the viewers even aware of that? Do they even know how they're being manipulated? They're making money off Trump and the Trump phenomenon, off populism while trying to kill it. Keep your friends close, your enemies closer. Stephen, in the great state of Florida, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I just want to let you know, this speech was an example of Donald Trump's raw charisma. And as a thinking person, he gets me pumped up and engaged, and we need a strong leader with that type of a talent. And I also wanted to let you know that that skit you did with Obama did with Jimmy Fallon on the TPP, to my knowledge, that originated from the old hip-hop song OPP, which was an abbreviation for Other People's Property. So it makes complete sense that someone like Obama would make a spoof on Other People's Property.
No, that's right. You down with OPP? You know me. Yeah, let's go rob people. Let's go steal. It's like from the 90s, if memory serves. And but it's okay. It's just entertainment. That's where they're hitting you, is there. So they got the jazz band behind them. They're playing. And Fallon's like, you down with OPP? And he's like, yeah, you know me. And exactly, it's the biggest theft in history. But it's okay because we got some, you know, good-looking hip brothers and nice clothes with, you know, Mr. Fallon all good-looking and hip as well. And it's fall fun. In fact, let's play some of this weaponized garbage preying on that guy's moron audience. And again, they'll say, oh, this is entertainment. You can't even play our clip. I'm going to let Fallon and them know. Every time we play these clips that do copyright deals, I'm going to put you on notice right now. I'm going to sue you when you try to take us off air for playing this because you're engaged in politics. I bet you got paid money. I know Obama, I know they pay the Super Bowl to put this garbage on. I said that before they admitted it. I'm going to FOIA you, and I am going to sue you. I want to sue you for all the times you violate my rights when I try to analyze your entertainment shows. So, and I'm not a litigious person, but get off my back. Late, late show, whatever stupid program you are. Okay, you want to engage in politics and crap all over us and your viewers? We're going to show your frickin' lies, you criminal. And you are a criminal up there with the president trying to sell the takeover of the U.S. by foreign multinationals in a secret deal. You're going to be known as traitors, just like with the euro. So you keep laughing, you slack dog piece of trash. Play the clip.
That being said, the American people face an important decision this fall. The entire world is watching, and they look to us for stability and leadership. Now, I know some of the presidential candidates have been critical of my foreign policy. I don't want to name any names.
He's talking about Donald Trump.
But I believe it is of the utmost importance to work alongside other world leaders. That's why I signed the Iran nuclear deal. That's why we reopened diplomatic ties with Cuba. And that's why I negotiated the new trade deal called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP.
Now hold on there, Fred Dispenser. Are you saying you're down with TPP?
Yeah, you know me.
You're turning that off. Yeah, let me tell you. Yeah, black unemployment double, everything else, syphilis injections, all the tyranny, all the evil, funding Africa to have basically forced abortions, you want money, everything else, but it's all right, TPP, big multinationals, admitted internet censorship, control, shut down on more jobs, screw over the third world, but it's all right, we're all dressed up, nice evening, down with the TPP, you know me, making it cool to be a slave, making it cool to slit your family's throat. sitting up there laughing at you with a bunch of useful idiots who don't even know what planet they're on. Glad you brought that up, Steve. We'll be back.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
First of all, I want to say, Secret 12, X2, Supermail, Brain Force, Plastic Art, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
When I'm your listener, I buy all the nutraceuticals, AccuFX,
let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
From Supermail to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to Autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
And for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And with us for the rest of the hour is Gary Haven in studio, who I've asked just to come in when he's in town in Austin. He lives here part of the time. other part of the time in Australia. So many of the elite, he's a patriot, but he is a billionaire, have been running off to Australia or New Zealand for whatever reason. We'll talk about that some with him in a moment. The film opened with a great test in 30 theaters, Armageddon, that I happen to be in, with a lot of other great folks, in 30 theaters, and was number two in 27 of them with an average of 3.5 out of 5 stars. So that's good for the next phase. They've taken a break to roll out in even more theaters. They took a break during Memorial Day weekend. We'll reopen in 30 theaters in Florida, Detroit, and many other areas. And they will take another break July 4th and return another 30 theaters in L.A., San Diego, et cetera. DVD sales are set for October. And, of course, they've got some TV deals bubbling as well to be able to just basically expose the globalist agenda. And well, I couldn't think of a better time with the British exit, with Trump coming out. Played it 3 times, folks. I may play it again. But in the next few days, I'm going to play pretty much all the speeches. Economic speech was the best yet. And you wanted to speak to that. I said, what do you want to talk about? I said, well, Trump. And what's happening, but saying communist China is a trade war. The war is already here. It's already begun. We're being screwed over. Hillary is an agent of that war against us. That's a quote. She's an agent of that trade war, which is true. She is a communist agent. And, of course, they're not communists. They're just like Kim Jong-un. They're just thugs that rule slaves. They're slave masters. They're warlords. And a lot of American elites, including George Herbert Walker Bush, his ambassador, opened up China and made the deals with Kissinger. It's come out in major books, been partially declassified, that Nixon wanted to open China, but not have an inside screw job. And so that's why Kissinger and others got rid of Nixon. But here we are today. Saudi Arabia is second. Israel is down the line manipulating our internal politics as well. It's just a fact, not anti-Israel, but they shouldn't be doing it. But China is the one really censoring our media, stopping the sale of Savage's book a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, I talked to Savage off air, and at first he didn't want to talk about it, and later he did talk about it. He wanted to come on about the censorship, but no, it was the publisher got threatened by the Chinese government and stuff. I've talked to folks in Hollywood. I mean, you've seen them not release Red Dawn for 2 years to take the Chinese out or to have the Martian come out, Gary, where we don't have rockets, but the communists do and give them to us. It's just, it's everywhere. It's insidious, and this woman sold out our missile secrets to them and more. You will see Trump soon come out on that. I told you they have internal polling showing Trump is neck and neck, 7 points or 10 points ahead in a bunch of scientific polls. They're doing real polls. Mm-hmm. I told you that Sunday and Monday. You notice yesterday it came out, dead heat or ahead in real polls. So the truth is, these national polls, he's behind by 10 points, pure bull. Gary Haven, good to have you here, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Good to see you.
It's awesome to have you. Of course, I should say you are Armageddon the movie, a multi-billionaire businessman that started some of the biggest businesses out there, like Curves and others, the biggest franchise in world history. He sold it, of course, years ago, 10,000 locations. And there's just so many other great businesses you've launched. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'll tell you what, you just rolled out a whole bunch of topics for us to talk about.
You go ahead and take over. Don't pause or I'll jump in.
Okay.
By the way, I'm not gay or anything, but I mean, you're a handsome guy. It looks like you've been in a fountain of youth. And in the 3 years or so I've known you, it's like you're in a time machine going backwards. You look really happy. I guess being retired is good.
Yeah, it is.
And I seem to retire or something.
I'm having fun. And by the way, I get a comment. I've been paying attention to you and watching you. You've gotten really sensitive. And I'll make 2 points. Crying last night, you crying, it's just kind of a hard thing to picture. You're like a tough guy.
I think it's the intensification of the evil growing, and also I feel good rising. And it's so real now. It's like, it's something that I'm even sad. I don't even start weeping. I mean, it's not like I start wrenching. It's weird. I just start crying. I don't know what that means.
We're Texans, right? You know, we're not allowed to do that. And
I'm just being truthful with the audience. I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
I look at how innocent my children are, and I just feel the great evil rising. And it's almost like I feel so strong wanting to fight it. And I'll be honest, all these perceptions open up discernment. And I just love God so much, I think it's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I don't really want to say that on air because it sounds like that's really what is the Holy Spirit.
You need to say that. And I tell you, that was the other thing I was going to mention.
We didn't talk about this previously, but I think you were about to go there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I have been watching you openly talk about your faith, testify about your faith. And of course, you and I share the same faith, and we're serious about our faith. As Christians, you know, we have a passion for truth. Jesus was the author of truth. But I got to commend you. You've been bold and open about it over the last few weeks. And I tell you, we are in a serious time right now.
Well, it's not calculated. As the evil rises, I just automatically get closer to God, not even out of fear. I just feel God's power is just coming into the world.
Yeah. Well, and you're right. It is the Holy Spirit. And, you know, we're convicted to be obedient, speak the truth, to be a vessel for God to flow through.
I think that's it. I just feel God so strong. It's humbling.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tell you, I'm proud of you.
Well, can you describe what that's like for you then? I mean, that is what it is.
Yeah. No, it is. It's, and I tell you, it's interesting. People think that we're supposed to sacrifice for God. The Bibles are clear about that. God didn't want sacrifice because what sacrifice does, it gives us a chance to take some credit for what we do. What he requires is obedience and boldness. And you and I have been willing to, in fact, it's impossible not to step up and say the truth boldly, regardless of the consequences.
If you have a relationship with God, you're not a slave. You've turned over. You can't help it.
Yeah. You know, tell you what, you're not even a servant. You're a child. You're a child of the King. And, boy, that comes with responsibilities along with the privileges. And so I'm proud of you to be in your place to openly open your heart up and speak the truth about faith. And again, if you're going to be a prepper, the first thing you've got to do is prep your eternity. And you're really being a bold spokesperson.
Well, I want to be clear. I'm not on some high horse claiming I'm the best moral person or anything. I just, in my spiritual journey, it's getting so strong. And I think everybody else, they're either getting closer to God or they're getting into mental illness and evil. It's really a separation that's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you picking up along these lines, just spiritually, culturally, what's happening in government, what's happening in the world?
I sense that these birth pangs are getting more severe and more closely aligned, as the Bible would predict. We're at a point in time right now in history that's just amazing. And I'll go back to what you were talking about. This Trump movement and now this Brexit movement, and of course now they're talking about a Texit, which is highly unlikely, but still we're talking about it. People are waking up. There's a great awakening. You know, we thought it would happen spiritually, but it's interesting. It's actually happening politically. People are realizing their country has been stolen. More and more you hear in the common vernacular about a world government, about a world economy. And these are the people.
One of the heads of the CFR came out today and said, okay, we are an elite. It is world government. We need to have a war of the elite against the people. He actually said that. He said, we're losing. The populace are taking over. We're in trouble.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, to openly be able to speak about it, people talk about Trump has given us permission to talk about politically incorrect things. He's given us permission to do some other things, too. And he set an example for all of us. We can now talk about world government and world economy without being ridiculed or being ostracized. We have permission to talk about it. The elite are doing it. They're open about it. So we can now talk about it, too. And if we can get that into the vocabulary, we can get people to actually logically talk about this and say, look, if there's going to be a world government, what's it going to look like? Well, it's not going to be very pretty. It's going to be totalitarian. It's going to take away our sovereignty as individuals. In Europe right now, and I go there a lot, my company is in all the countries of Europe, there is a parliament there with the European Union that is inhabited by unelected, unaccountable people, a group of bureaucrats that are dictating to the Brits, up until now, you know, who was it they were going to let in their...
And Obama's meeting in Canada with the three leaders of Mexico and Canada, and the Mexican president just called for an American union, which is already really in place. Yeah. And as you said, the European delegation's there meeting in secret. They've already formed it.
Well, you know, these movements, whether they're regional, like the North American Union, or whether they're worldwide, which would be, the Euro situation and all this, as they want us to move there, it means we relinquish our sovereignty. It means that we lose the accountability of the people that represent us. That is totalitarian, and that's what they have in mind. So the American people, if they care about their sovereignty, need to stand against these movements for North American unions or European unions.
Exactly. So what happens now that the patriots, you know, everybody from Chuck Norris to yourself to myself, have been proven totally right? What happens now? I'm going to skip this break. Last one I'm skipping today. I mean, what happens now?
Well, first of all, we have got to take advantage of this opportunity. We've got to talk to our friends, our family, and we don't have to look like nuts anymore talking about this, these elite.
In fact, we can be authoritative and say, we were proven right. Listen, you need to get on the bandwagon to save, human sovereignty.
Yeah. And this is a last chance for freedom. And if we care about freedom, we now have to wake up, start talking, and all we have to do is point to what the elites are saying. You know, Obama talks about world government in his speech, and he goes to...
What about that paradox where they all admit world government, they admit it's tyrannical, but then they have media say we're crazy, it doesn't exist. I don't get that paradox.
Well, that's just it. The media can't get away with it anymore because it has become part of our common vernacular. Thanks to Trump, thanks to the elite themselves who now are blatantly talking about
it. And thanks to Drudge. Drudge has really helped mainline it.
Yeah, Drudge has been great.
Well, he's forced the media to not be able to ignore it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're living in really exciting times. And I tell you what, thanks to you, too. You have been, you know, a lone voice, you know, out there for a long time. It is funny. Mainstream is catching up to you now. So congratulations on that.
Well, look, all I want is, like you said, I feel driven. I instinctively or spiritually.
Yeah.
It's like as they turn the heat up, the stronger they get. It's like automatically, it's for every action, opposite and equal reaction.
Mm-hmm.
God, whatever, just gives me the insight, the understanding, the power to resist it. But then it's the opposite of a power trip. It's very humbling to sit there, and as they up their power against us, God ups our power, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the discernment, the understanding, it's like, man, this is hard to handle. I mean, how people understand the spiritual journey of the gifts God can give you and the things, it's really scary, actually.
Yeah, and you know, people have to realize this isn't a political battle, it's a spiritual battle. The elite of the elite are Satanists. They're Illuminati. They have a God, and it's not our God. And that's the ultimate battle. And the Bible talks about it. You know, in these end times, you know, Satan was going to be given his authority. And it's our job is children of the true King to stand up and do battle. And that's a great privilege for us. We get to be able to do battle with the ultimate enemy. And that's the times we're in right now.
ABC News, all of them say, of course everyone is going to have a microchip. They actually have anchors go up nationally. We played the clip like 10 times. Of course you're all getting chips now. When things collapse, you've got to have a chip. So clearly they're going to try to bring all this in. But if you read Revelations and look at it from your deep research, when do you think it's actually coming in? Who do you think it might be? How do you think it's going to manifest? When it talks about he only rules 1 year, I know some of that can be allegory or kind of a parable. Just Christ said, this isn't for them, the profane, it's for you. I mean, how long do you think as a discerning, smart guy, Gary Haven, that this is going to go on for?
Yeah, and I'm pretty biblically literate. It's kind of neat. You get to...
Sure, but I don't want to just hear from some preacher who's been on his little seminary. A guy that's successful in the world, stood up against evil. I want your perspective.
Well, you know, I get to really compare my perspective to the biblical. And doing business in all these countries is kind of a neat... You know, it's almost like you get to verify it spiritually. You know, I think that the Trump movement is going to accelerate the timetable. You know, they had Hillary as a shoe-in. She was just going to carry on the global program and continue to diminish our freedoms. Let me take a sidetrack on this TPP thing, this Trans-Pacific Partnership. Trump came out about that this week in a very big way.
But that's okay if it's a foreign group taking over because they had rapper guys say it was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's okay because cool people said it was cool, yeah. It's cool to have foreigners run everything. Screw us, yeah, yeah.
Well, here's the real problem with the TPP. It isn't just the jobs that are going to be transferred overseas, which is kind of the main headline on it. There's something more insidious about it. It's sovereignty. And I think you and I have talked about this in the past. There is a tribunal that works for the TPP. It's made up of three corporate attorneys. And when a company loses profit as a result of something a sovereign state or nation did. I'll give you an example. When Australia made them put these horrible pictures on tobacco products, okay? Well, Philip Morris can go to the TPP tribunal, which I love that word,
and make them pay for the losses.
And say, we've had losses here, and that's all they have to do.
And that's in there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And
hey, Australia should be able to put whatever it wants on the damn cigarette pack.
Well, not if you sign off on the TPP.
Not if you're down with TPP.
Same thing with Texas. You know, Texas is going to have a problem with a number of things. GMOs, okay? A lot of countries don't want the GMOs, Europe in particular. Well, it doesn't matter what the sovereign nation or state wants under the TPP.
In fact, that's the big one. They actually have said in those sections exactly that it could be billions per year per country. Like if Russia doesn't accept GMO, they want to be the world leader in organic. Wow, imagine having a leader like that. Same one about Putin. That's a pretty good idea.
So these idiots who want the TPP are, and these are, I'm talking about establishment Republicans here, not just the Democrats. And we have to realize the establishment Republicans are bought and paid for. Well, these idiots want to give up our sovereignty as Texans.
I think they're traitors,
Americans.
Is what they are.
Yes, they are traitors. And the
you see them as idiots, but you're not a traitor. You just innately wouldn't want to screw somebody over.
Well, you know, I happen to like my freedom, and I happen to believe that sovereignty is the only thing that we have against authority. I'm proud to be a Texan. I'm proud to have a governor that makes an effort to defend us against the overreach of a federal government. But TPP does away with that because that tribunal then has absolute authority. Our state, our country cannot appeal. And when they find that we owe billions of dollars as a consequence of our legislation, they then collect the money. And there's nothing we can do to prevent
it. Oh, but it's okay. Right, three secret lawyers. They kept it secret for years.
Yep.
We don't get to vote on it. It's okay. It's liberal. I mean, Obama was there with cool guys in jazz outfits with Jimmy Fallon. In fact, can we play that clip again? And by the way, the few times I've played clips from the Late Late Show or any of these shows, they hit us with a copyright thing and threaten us and try to shut our channels down on YouTube and you name it. I'm putting them on notice here. This is fair use. You're pushing propaganda on entertainment shows with the president. I have a right to critique that and analyze it and speak to it. I don't want to air your stuff because it's so cool. We get an audience from it. I want to show Benedict Arnold, collaborator, traitors, making it cool to have a secret multinational take over everything. In fact, one admission they said from an earlier court case with the WTO, they cited, as you know, in these filings, was there was old local city-run hospitals in this one area of Western Europe. I think it was Switzerland, actually. And so they wanted to sue them, even though they weren't signatories to it, because they were going to build more of those hospitals, and multinationals said, well, we can't then come in and build our own hospitals because you're competing with us.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, that's good. That's privatization. No, privatization isn't come in and shut down our infrastructure and then just claim we have to pay you because we already had infrastructure.
No, it's not.
Well, plus, it's an outside group.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's play this bizarre, and again, people think I'm attacking Fallon. He's a talented, smart guy. I've seen clips that are funny. Okay, I don't really watch a lot of mainstream TV. The point is, he's always got Obama on, pushing, taking our guns, opening our borders up, making stuff cute. This is like having a Frenchman on French TV a month before Hitler invades in 1941 saying, I like Hitler. We should have him run things. He's a nice guy. Are you down with Hitler? Yeah, you know me. I mean, it's that crazy. I take it very personal that they act like this treason is so cute. This is how they get it under the radar. Here it is.
That being said, the American people face an important decision this fall. The entire world is watching, and they look to us for stability and leadership. Now, I know some of the presidential candidates have been critical of my foreign policy.
You're supposed to pay money to run an ad, and then go for the Federal Election Commission.
But I believe it is of the utmost importance to work alongside other world leaders. That's why I signed the Iran nuclear deal.
It's a total screw job.
We reopen diplomatic ties with Cuba. And that's why I negotiated the new trade deal called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP.
Now, hold on there, Fred Dispenser.
You know, they need to put a disclaimer there.
This is government propaganda.
Paid spokesman.
Yeah, you know me. Other people's property.
Yep. So let me ask you a question. I didn't get to the full answer there. So I think things are accelerating right now. You have a number of events. We're going to have an economic crash by design. You know, they've borrowed and spent and borrowed. And
they've done it all over the world.
Anytime in history.
When do you think it's coming? It's a guy that's proven with money. You're a smart guy from nothing, making billions of dollars. What do you think they're going
to
do?
Well, I'm going to have to give you a bilateral answer here. Because Trump is such a threat to the status quo.
They might wait.
Actually, I think they may wait till his election is
and then blame him.
Then they undermine him by crashing the economy.
That's what I think. Yeah.
If he wasn't winning, then they would wait because Hillary is going to continue on down the road.
So it may accelerate it, him getting in.
Right. I think a lot of things are accelerated.
Because they see populism growing. They want to nip it in the bud and make us dependent and go, oh, buyer's remorse. See globalism. You were against globalism, but now you're on the street. Yeah. Oh, come back to us. We'll take care of you.
Which is the theme. You know, the theme of all communists is safety and prosperity. Okay, that's what they tout all the time. Now, when there's an economic crash, it's an opportunity to go cashless. And this is where the chip comes in. This is where the market.
They've got to bring down the old system to bring in the new. Yeah. And if you just take the chip or the new biometric ID, we'll get you the card. You'll get your money out of the bank, ma'am. But you can't do it until you go to the new digital SDR. Yeah. Let's talk about that with Gary Haven, a smart cookie. AmerigettonTheMovie.com, back in theaters coming up next week. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney, the number 3.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sleep. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar,
But I look at the globalists who are so evil and so out to get people. Can you speak to that? And we're talking about how in every actuary, every number, every statistic, it's well known that, quote, liberals and trendies don't give to charity. They steal more often because they're not true liberals. Gary Haven, and I'm going to take some phone calls. You want to speak to that, my friend?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it was always amazing to me that when you look at the giving of these people that are supposed to be served, you know, the Democrats, Joe Biden is a great example. The 2 years before he was elected vice president, he earned $600,000 a year and gave a total of $75 a year to charity. And Obama gave less than 1% to charity. And yet
they're all known that they, none of them, Hillary, Obama, don't give tips. They treat people like crap.
Yeah.
When it's not on camera. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. You know, evangelical Christians average 10% giving. Normal Christians about 8%, and I think the number for liberals is 4%.
Or even lower. I mean, there's a statistic. Poorer conservatives, more generous than wealthy liberals, new study. Yeah. Liberals are 6 times more likely to steal and 6 times more likely not to give, but to claim they give.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's you know, there's the facts. And, you know, I
just feel compelled to give.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a cargo plane and I feed 10,000 children in Haiti every
day. That's why I brought it up. I know you've given most of your money to charity.
Yeah. And I found this out that 94% of the money donated to the Clinton Fund for Haiti, 94% of it was spent on the Clintons.
I was about to say, the media said 55, but now it's coming out. Let's,
no.
But it's okay because she smiles and says, I love black people.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, talk about that. I even talked to Sean Penn one time about that. He admitted that to me because he actually was trying to help some.
Yeah, in fact, I crossed paths with him down there. He's really dedicated to Haiti. There's a good example of a liberal who's actually putting in his time and his money.
But he's not that smart. It's like, I'm like, but the Clintons are doing it. He goes, well, yeah, but what? He just doesn't get it. Like, he's a good guy, but he's...
Yeah.
I hate to call him dumb, but I'm sorry.
I may see him again. I'm gonna. I tell you, I'm proud. He sleeps in a tent down there.
Yeah. No, I mean, wears a gun.
Yeah.
But he's against his having. He wears a Sig Sauer, but he's afraid of having a gun up here.
Yeah.
But I can't have a gun, but you got a gun.
Contradictions.
He just is committed to the Democrats.
Yeah.
But he's actually doing good stuff in his life. But sorry. So Sean Penn really gives, like, I think it's like a third of his fortune to Haiti. He's a good guy. Bono says he's raising billions for Africans or whatever, and he doesn't give, you know, 1% or whatever. Speak about that, though. Speak about the giving you've been involved in.
Well, I've been giving since when I was poor many years ago. I would donate my time at the local food bank. So once I became wealthy, feeding people was important to me. And so ever since the earthquake, 2 weeks after the earthquake, we have been feeding 10,000 children in Haiti every day. We send over 3 containers of corn, beans, and rice every month. I have an orphanage in India that's got 100 little children in it that we educate and feed and take care of. But you know what? I'm not bragging about it. That's my privilege. I'm able to do it out of my abundance. Oh, by the way, there's a biblical law that says if resources can flow through you to meet the needs of others, you'll be given more resources.
Let me make a guess. Have you been given more resources?
Yes. I tested God, and he proved that to be fact.
But the elite, they know all this, but instead they claim they want to give, but they don't.
Well, they do want to give. They want to give your money.
To control the people they're giving it to.
No, they want to give your money, my money, not their money. And that's the great hypocrisy of the whole thing. And I'm not a big Ted Cruz fan, right? Well, if you look at Ted Cruz's giving, it's abysmal. He claims to be a Christian, and his numbers are published on political giving or on charitable giving. And he gave, I think it was 0.8%, not even 1%, of his income to charity.
By the way, you know, they snooped around about Trump and didn't publish the stories because it turns out he's obsessed with giving.
Yeah. Isn't that a great, great thing? But he doesn't tout it. He doesn't brag about it. He doesn't hold it up there, which I'm trying not to do right now. But
well, no, people that know him say, though, one of his biggest pleasures is giving, but also giving people really good jobs. Yeah. He loves to find people low level that are really talented and promoting them.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, he gives people opportunity. He gives people a safety net, not a hammock. And you know, there's a great story. His limo had a flat. I think it was on the Garden Parkway in New Jersey. and a bystander just pulled over, didn't know he was in it, helped the driver fix the tire. And then the next week, Trump paid the guy's mortgage off.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Well, that's like, you said what you want about Mel Gibson, it never really came out until later. In fact, never came out, but like the children's hospitals all over the country, kids that need livers, kids that need brain surgery, he spent, reportedly, it's like something like $100 million on kids' surgeries.
Yeah.
And I know that from inside baseball. I don't think anybody even actually knows that. A few of them will come out. Show us one about Mel Gibson. That guy's for real. You know, and he's a maniac and, you know, blows up. But people that are real, though, have those extremes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that about Mel, but I'm a big fan of him otherwise.
Yeah, you know, he's making a second Passion of the Christ.
Wow. That was an important movie.
Gary Haven's our guest. I want to go to some calls. I know, folks, I ran up against the hour, and then I got there, and Chris has been holding for a long time, and so has Mark, and so has Reed and Rob and Sean and others. I know you like taking phone calls. You want to take some phone calls?
You bet.
Before we do that, I'm going to make you plug Amerageddon, which I am blown away by this. It was number two in 27 out of 30 theaters you put it in. Wow.
Yeah, that was with the George Clooney movie being number three, which I'm pretty proud of.
Wow. And I know there's a lot of inside baseball and manipulations to keep Liberty films, Christian films out, but if you can get them through, it becomes like God's Not Dead and, you know, reaches a billion people. And then if you're able to do that and make billions, you can put it into a whole production company. I guess that's probably the plan. I haven't talked to you about it, but I know how your brain works. I mean, this is a big deal, though. I mean, if it was number two in 27 or 30 theaters, what do we do next? That's success numbers to any distributor.
Yeah. In fact, I got to brag a little bit. Our ancillary distributor is Sony Pictures. And there's a good example. Hollywood has been resistant to our movie, but money talks. And so Sony Pictures is bringing our movie out into pay TV and DVD in October. You know, let me tell everybody about the movie.
So these numbers show it is successful, so we get a big push on the internet.
Yeah.
Big push on TV.
Yeah. And so, and that's where the most people are touched by the movie. You know, this movie, Amerageddon, is about an EMP attack on America, an electromagnetic pulse. That is a real threat to this country that most people are unaware of. There's been two congressional studies that...
And I agree it's a real threat, but it's almost a dual metaphor because in the globalists are the real threat. Because it sells it to the mainstream as an EMP movie, but then underlying is...
Yeah, you're right. There were two purposes of the movie. One was to teach people about the threat and hopefully to create a movement to do something to protect us. You know, a lousy $2 billion protects the grid. Hillary wants to spend...
we need surge protectors, you know, between the power grid.
Yeah. Hillary wants to spend hundreds of billions on bringing in unvetted refugees. We're asking for a lousy $2 billion to protect the grid, harden the grid, so that 90% of Americans don't die for it.
And you're not asking for it. It was Hillary. She'd want the money. You're just saying Congress do it.
Yeah. Now, and of course, the second point you brought up was the other part of it. You know, is our government just inept? Is it just, you know, what's the deal? Why are they not doing anything about it? And I believe that there is a movement in this country by the elitists, by the globalists, to diminish America. In fact, Kissinger said himself, the only thing standing away to a new world order is a strong America. So they have a plan to diminish America, whether it's opening the borders, whether it's bringing unvetted refugees.
200 years ago, the British and the Europeans said, the American system of free markets is too good. We can't compete with it. We must destroy the American system.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. 200 years later, you still ain't done it yet.
Well, the current globalists have almost accomplished it with all these lousy...
Look at our country and all the choices and freedom compared to North Korea. You stupid socialist Bernie people. I mean, shut up, you lazy dumb. I mean, I just... God. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Yeah. If he thinks socialism's so great, he needs to go visit Venezuela.
So how do we make this film go even bigger then?
Well, you know, a lot of people have gone to see the film and brought their friends, and that's what's important. You need to go to the website to see where it's showing. It's AmerageddonTheMovie.com. Go to theaters. And every week there'll be different theaters as we move across the country. Tell your friends about it. It's a chance for you to bring your friends and let them see the evidence of what the globalists are doing to diminish, to put your children at risk. And if we create a movement, which we're well on our way to doing, and thanks to Alex has been...
Oh, no, don't thank me. You know,
who actually stars in the movie, by the
way. But we're all in this together. I know you want to thank me. You're nice. I want to thank you, too. But, I mean, if we don't beat this world, we're going to lose. It's an enemy attacking us. I better be fighting these people. I mean, that's why I'm against people thanking me. I better be fighting 100%. We're being overrun here.
But, you know, your audience have won.
Yeah, they're who I want to thank. They are awesome.
Yes.
Hey, let's thank them, Gary. Look at them. I know you're doing awesome. Yes. I mean, they are incredible.
Guys, thanks for all the support for Alex. Thanks for the support for the movie. We're in this together, and this is our time. Trump has stood up and let people know that we might dare be able to take our country back. So these are exciting times to be in.
Yeah, people say, oh, he might not be for real. What he's saying, you can't walk back. Whether he was whoever he is, thank God it's being said.
I tell you, it's exciting. You know, the speech police that have prevented us from saying things like world government or world economic system, the speech police have been shut down by the
CFR, and I've been reading Foreign Affairs for 25 years, are in panic mode saying, we're losing, we've got to stop this, and they openly declare war. I have the article right here that one of the top, number two guy in the CFR, said, the Bloomingdale's heir, says we must wage war on nationalism. They have just, they're not even hiding it now. You say, oh, you're a friend. They're our enemy. Destroy them. Well, thank God they ran up their flag. Good. Let's get this fight going. Yeah, let's fix bayonets. You want a fight, you're going to get one.
You know, if people need proof on this, read the mission statement of the Council on Foreign Relations. Read the mission statement of the Trilateral Commission. These guys are open about what they're trying to do.
I had Rothkopf in front of John Harmon, the head of the Kissinger Group, openly go, come to New York, Alex, work with us, it's all right. You're an elitist like us. And he heard it all. And when I didn't sell out on the phone during an interview, he came back and said, oh, you're crazy, and got off the air. He just thought, sell out to me, and I just roll over on my, you know, on my back. I just, that's crazy, man.
Yep.
But I guess so many people just roll over to him.
A lot of people, you know, and they roll over to it for prestige. They roll over to it for profit. Or they roll over in fear. By the way, I need to share a story.
Share it, and we'll go to calls, please.
Mike Norris was out promoting the movie this last week, and he was all over the eastern U.S.
That's accomplished director, firstborn son of Chuck Norris, learned to ride a motorcycle with Steve McQueen.
Yeah. So he ends up almost in a hospital last night.
I didn't know that.
His glands had swollen up. His face was swollen, hives.
Oh, I didn't know this. Wow.
And he thought back, and he remembered the night before at one of the openings that a man in a gray suit had put his hand on his shoulder and rubbed his neck. So we don't know exactly.
No, I've had I never told the story, but I got poisoned at least twice.
Yeah.
At events.
Yeah, well, Mike believes he was poisoned.
I'm not just saying this. That's what happened to me. I swole up.
Yeah.
After
glands.
Yeah.
Because your body's fighting off that, you know, that attack, that toxin.
What happened? Tell me.
Well, he went to the doctor, got
my hands all swole up, everything.
Yeah. Face red, blotched, couldn't breathe.
Yeah, don't let folks touch you when you're out in public, folks. If you're doing a public event, you're a leader. Go ahead.
Thanks to steroid shots, he can breathe now, swelling's gone down, and he seems like he's on the other side.
Start over. You just sprung this on me. We didn't talk this before, right?
Yeah, Mike.
You didn't tell me this before.
No, in fact,
start over.
I found out about 20 minutes ago. Yeah, I talked to Mike a while ago, and he'd just gotten back from the physician, and he had been touched by a man in a gray suit.
He was at a premiere.
At a premiere, and didn't pay any attention till he woke up in the middle of the night with his glands swollen, his throat swollen shut, his face blotched, hands swollen, and realized that perhaps it was a result of this strange man in a gray suit. Why do you wear a suit to a theater? It's kind of an odd thing.
Well, his dad told him, I can only say this because he told part of it on air, Chuck Norris told him, don't you think Chuck Norris would be running for president, folks, if he had a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes? And, you know, he told him, he said, yeah, and I'm proud of this movie. Now get ready for him to try to kill you. Remember?
Yeah.
And Mike talked about that here on air. And then, you know, Chuck even said more behind the scenes. Imagine what Chuck Norris has gone through. And Chuck's been really writing some bold articles about what's going on. But, wow, it's funny you said swelled up, because the first time it happened, I was doing these events and stuff. I'd only been on air like 3 or 4 years, but they were really packed full of people. And I swole all up thing after the event, almost ran off the road going home, almost had to call the hospital. I never had allergic responses in my life. Then it happened again, and then I got a phone call on my home line that nobody had. And they said, listen, you son of a bitch. I've never told the story. It sounds crazy. You think you just swole up for no reason. Next time we're going to give you a fatal dose. So I think that was it's crazy you said swole up, because that's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is a real thing. You know, Mitch and Mike went to his dad and told him about the movie Chuck Norris. And his dad said, Mike, I'd ask you something. Are you willing to die for this?
That was it, yeah.
Yeah. So, and Mike said he thought about it. Seriously.
Have you learned what Chuck thinks about this yet?
He didn't know about it yet. It just happened.
He was in the hospital. Where was this again?
He got back to Dallas yesterday, and either went to the ER or went to his physician, and they had to inject him with steroids.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't really things. I do get fairly submission oriented. It's not like I'm tough or anything. I just don't think once I'm out in a crowd of people. It just happens.
Yeah.
It's actually a bad. See, it's not as an attribute to be fearless. It's like not having nerve endings. It's really stupid. And I've been at these events and things, and all the experts say, don't drink anything people give you. Don't people just watch out what you're doing. You know, look out, because that's a classic thing they do. The mafia used to kill folks with pure nicotine. They just squirt some of it on your shirt and go through and kill you, make you have a heart attack. But it's just like, it's what's the point of going to speak to some group of 1,000 people when I can talk to millions every day and just not put myself at risk, you know?
Yeah. No, this is a pretty safe way to do it. Although, you know...
Well, the thing is, they did to me twice. This is like 18 years ago. And then they called up and said, dumbass, do you not get it?
Yeah.
They actually told me. So, that's why when you said swole up and stuff, or they did this, I was like, what?
Well, you know, any of us that are speaking the truth to power... Have to be willing to weigh the risk. It's just part of the territory.
Well, what they'll do is, I'm told, they'll put like a little rubber piece over the finger. It's like a tiny condom or whatever, or like that stuff that bookkeepers use to flip the paper.
Yeah.
So they don't get the poison on them. They put a little drop of that and they just touch you.
Yep.
With whatever these compounds are. And that's why, like, these people always, it sounds crazy. I probably had this happen 15 times where I'd be at events signing DVDs or whatever. That's quite frankly why I quit doing it. People ask why. I'm not even really scared of it. Why go out and deal with it? And a guy comes and goes, let's blow up the police department and kill people. I have bombs outside. And I'll go, hey, get a camera. This guy's in. And we go out, it's a cop car or a fed. You know, it just gets to the point where it's like, really? You know, I'm not going to blow anything up. Oh, my God. I don't want to. I've known you for years. Never told a story. I mean, I totally believe you and Mike. We need to get Mike on about this. I hope they don't scare him off of this.
No. Yeah, no, he's weighed everything.
Well, your film is getting number 2 in 27 of 30 theaters, and it's about to have a huge TV deal and stuff. No wonder they're scared. My God. But I think if they kill Mike Norris, that'll bring Chuck Norris out of retirement, so they might watch out.
Sorry about that, Mike.
At the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina, from the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
We're talking to Mike Norris right now about going into overdrive with David Knight in the next hour and taking your phone calls. Maybe get Mike Norris, who just got out of the hospital today, on. We just learned about this. Chuck Norris' son, major TV movie producer over the years, one of the co-producers with Mr. Haven of Amerigeddon. And you know, it was funny. I talked about NSA whistleblowers coming to me. But they weren't NSA. They were corporate whistleblowers putting NSA equipment in. And this is all on record, these shows, interviews I did, the stuff I exposed, like in 96, 97, 98. And that was like in 98 that I got poisoned twice. Didn't know I swelled up after events where I've been shaking hands and stuff and you know, everything. And was like calling my dad up. He's like, take Benadryl, all this stuff. And the second time they said, quit what you're doing, you know, you idiot. We've already poisoned you twice. And then I just said, go to hell. And it kind of went away, thank God. I got physically attacked once, too, and IRS stuff and the rest of it. But that's how serious they get. I mean, this isn't a game. I don't think people understand that. Absolutely. Guys, is this mic on? Yeah, they killed JFK in front of everybody. But we can't be intimidated by that.
No. That's kind of the secret of being a Christian. Nothing happens to us unless it's allowed by our God. And I'm sure you're still here for that reason. I know that I am. I mean, I've been...
It's weird. It's not an arrogant thought. I just know I'm going to be here as long as God wants me to be. And so I feel invincible.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? That's confidence, and we can't act in confidence.
And it isn't that I think I can't be beaten; it's that I know it's in God's hands.
Yeah, you know, he will only allow them to touch you when he chooses to do that. And I know I've had divine protection. You know, I've lost an engine in airplanes, and middle of the night crashed on Padre Island and walked away. And you know, when it's your time, it's your time.
It's very humbling too that if God decides to let them take me out for some greater good, I'm not mad at God.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, we can't worry about it. We're going to go one day. Why not go out with? You remember Zig Ziglar?
Yes.
He and I were personal friends.
Oh wow.
He was a mentor of mine, and he said he wants to go through life. And of course, he died a couple of years ago, and I think he accomplished it. He wants to go through life instead of walking around the bases intact with you know, his clothes nice and clean. He wants to run those bases ragged, beat up, come sliding into home, yelling, "Man, what a ride!"
And I think that's what I want too.
Me too.
While with battle axes, we crush club list.
Yep.
Listen, Amerigeddon, people need to be part of the film. It's been a success. I want to thank folks for that.
Mike's ready to call in.
We do have Mike Norris on the phone. We're about to go to break, so I want to hold him into the fourth hour. We're going to break in a minute and a half. Infowars.com/show. Some stations don't carry the fourth hour. Most of them do. Dave and I will then come in. I have a special report that Rob News stayed up like a couple nights doing. He was really kind of upset yesterday. I said, Rob, relax. We can put it out later. He goes, no, I really like this report. So he stayed up all these days to do it. Rob is so dedicated about the spirit of liberty. So that's going to air at the bottom of the next hour with David Knight riding a shotgun. And I want to take a few calls, too, since Reed and Chris and Mark and Sean and Rob, everybody's been holding. So I want to honor your calls. But a lot of unforeseen stuff has happened. Gary Haven is our guest. Just very briefly, the meter's always running here. We've gone like 60-something crew members, 7 or 8 contractors. Not that I want to expand. I have to have reporters be able to go all over the world. We're about to do some stuff that I'm just going to leave it at that, with war coverage, with coverage of
the convention,
coverage of the conventions, coverage of, I'm not going to say it yet, but we're going to do some stuff that is, I'm doing it, but it's going to be world changing. So just, and folks, you've seen us deliver. So we're not playing games. We're potentially doing some things that are the biggest we've ever done times the next level. I mean, we're talking exponential. And so your support, get the Hillary for President shirt. And the new version is in InfoWarsStore.com. Get 24% off on InfoWars Select super high quality durable food. We normally offer that once a year because of things being so crazy. We're offering it again. We got the producer to allow us to do this for a limited time. And get the books, the videos, so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. Be self-sufficient. We'll be back with the fourth hour straight ahead in 70 seconds with Mike Norris, who just got out of the hospital.
Radio Network.